You're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as a guest in the studio, Brian Dodderer, who is the CEO of Stray Cat Enterprises, LLC, and he has invented a really unique product that's called the Batter Rat cat toy. Welcome to the show, Brian. We're so glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Brian, as we were talking about before we started on the air, we've met other people who came from the automotive industry, discovered products that didn't exist, and that's now what they do. And we were talking about things for dogs. What led you to come up with this product? Tell us the story that's behind the Batter Rat.
Well, Lee, I have two Tonkinese cats, and the oldest one, who's 15, his name is Elvis. And he would eat and then throw up, eat and throw up. So I had to slow him down. And when I went out and looked what was in the marketplace, my background's materials engineering, so I'm very sensitive to what things are made out of. I couldn't find anything that I really felt comfortable with, so I sat about to design the Batter Rat. And that's, you know, how it came about.
Yeah, and we have them at the store, and they've been doing reasonably well, and I was anxious to get you on the show because I think if there's one void spot in the marketplace is that people don't necessarily – not all people that own cats necessarily appreciate or understand the value of an interactive toy like this. Do you want to comment a little bit about how valuable this has been since you've invented it?
Sure, Rick. From my case, my cat, he plays with this constantly. At 3 a.m, I hear it rolling around. But the bigger answer, I think, is what people miss is cats just like people, they need challenges and they need to have the ability to solve a puzzle. And by having a dynamic toy that interacts with them, it gives them that challenge. It stimulates them just like if they were in the wild. So by having that, it keeps them busy, keeps them occupied, gives them a tremendous amount of exercise, and keeps them healthy.
I think we can relate it to even in today's economy when people are losing their jobs and nothing to do, the first thing they want to do is go out and do something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Same way with a cat. You know, we think that because he seems to be okay lounging around in the corner, that's what he wants to do. But as soon as you get something like this, a puzzle, an interactive toy, we have a few different ones for dogs that we've brought on the show, that all of a sudden the cat's a different cat.
That's true. And what I found out through my research is that there is a huge feline obesity issue in this country. Mm-hmm. And the main reason cats are overeaters is because they're bored.
Right.
They don't have anything to do, so they eat. But by introducing something that challenges them, gives them something to do. So all those carbs that they're collecting, this is a way for them to burn it off.
Well, you have an assistant here, Carly, and this is your daughter.
Correct.
And she has in her hand something that looks like maybe a space-aged...
looks like a wiffle ball.
A wiffle ball that's gotten a gap in the middle. Why don't you explain a little bit more what Carly has? Well, and Carly, thanks for coming to the show.
What Carly has is the Batter Rat. And what the Batter Rat is a food foraging device that I created. And it is a dynamic toy, meaning that it moves. It's perfectly balanced so that any action it gets, it reacts again. I had two issues when I wanted to build this toy, or objectives, I should say. One was to build it in my own community in Michigan, and two, to make it non-toxic. So I spent a lot of time researching a material that was food grade. And it's taken so far that even when this toy is manufactured, the grease that's used to manufacture this toy is edible. Not that I would eat it, but it's what is considered food grade grease.
Okay.
So you can't see it obviously, but it's a bright shade of green. Cats can see this shade. Plus, it helps the owners not trip over it because it's extremely bright, almost fluorescent.
And when you were working in the auto industry, understanding plastics and how they act was part of your responsibilities, correct?
Right.
Why don't you comment a little bit about this plastic, how it particularly is helpful as opposed to maybe plastics that might be on other toys? Or more importantly, how do we know that the plastic that we have in the toy that's in front of us for our dog or our cat is safe for our animal?
Well, all plastics, and there are many different plastics, have all kinds of chemical compositions. Some have healthy additives. Some have not so healthy additives. Mm-hmm. This particular plastic is what we call a safe plastic. This is would fall into the number two category for safety for humans or animals. This is a high-density polyethylene, the same thing that milk jugs are made out of.
Okay.
And so by looking at it in that respect, we know that it's been inspected. It's been tested for contact with food and such. Mm-hmm. Other plastics, and I'll give you an example, PVC is not a good plastic to make a toy out of. It's got some things that come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Without getting too technical, basically what it is those things that are bad leach out of that plastic and have contact with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And cats, while some aren't chewers, I've met some that are chewers, and of course dogs are all chewers. So you want to make sure you have something that comes in contact with the dog or the cat that isn't going to pose a threat to them. And no one knows that I've seen so far knows exactly all of the effects that these plastics have. And unfortunately, there are no markings on these plastics to identify what this is. My toy is in the first run. The second run will have an identifier on it. And where that identifier comes from is in the automotive business. 25, 30 years ago, we had all kinds of plastics. Nobody knew what they were. No one knew how to repair them. So a global stamping or system was developed mm-hmm. for as an identifier, and it's simply an oval with an acronym in it that represents what the plastic is.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is to have every toy, whether it's animal toy, child toy, as an identifier so the consumer can educate themselves. You can go to any computer and look up PVC, read all about it. You can look up ABS or polypropylene or mm-hmm. polycarbonate and find out, is this something I want my cat to have, my dog to have, my child to have?
Now, you were saying if you smell it, it might have issue. And I was thinking my smell isn't nearly as good as Elvis over here, your guest that you brought onto the show. I would imagine that odor is a bigger issue for dogs and cats.
Absolutely. And again,
tell us a little bit about Elvis right here.
Well, Elvis is a 15-year-old Tonkinese. He's 9 pounds. He's as solid as a rock. And at 15, he can still jump 5 feet in the air.
If you look at this Tonkinese, when he told me he was, if he would have said, guess how old this cat is when he brought it into the show, Lee, what would you have said?
8 years old, maybe.
I would have said 7 or 8 years old. This cat looks beautiful. Just clear-eyed, firm body, you know, just a beautiful specimen. So it's obvious that you've taken good care of this animal for quite some time.
Thank you. He was my number one test subject.
Okay.
I did all my development with Elvis.
Well, and Rick, as the person who knows the least on this show, which unfortunately is a badge I wear with pride, I want to ask Brian the question, how does this batter rat work exactly? Because I'm trying to figure out what exactly the cat does with it.
Okay. What the batter rat does is actually mimic a cat in the wild, in that when a cat catches a mouse, he doesn't eat it right away. He plays with it. And so that puts the mouse in a dynamic state. He's coming back. The batter rat mimics that by challenging the cat. You hit it, it hits back. And so what they find out is, I keep doing this, I'm going to get a treat. Mm-hmm. You can put anything from cat treats to dry cat food all the way down to catnip, because the way that it adjusts, you can monitor exactly how much you give them. And so you can really slow them down. And for treats, rather than sitting there throwing them at them, you make them work for it. And that work exercises them. And as I had said earlier, all cats play differently. Elvis happens to use his paw, spins it like a top. My other cat moves it around with her nose. There's no rhyme or reason of how they play.
Let's give it a try.
Okay, Elvis.
So Brian has the toy loaded, and we have just intrigued Elvis. Elvis is now on the floor. A couple spilled out right away, so he's kind of eaten that first. But then,
way to go, Elvis!
Let's see if he works a little bit further.
Yeah, it's amazing how these things work. That's great.
It's kind of like an egg in shape, actually more round than an egg. It has a gap in between the bottom and the top. It's fluorescent green. Now Elvis is pushing it around and trying to find what he can. He's smart enough to figure out there's some on the floor already.
Yeah, see, that is absolutely so. He can play with it however he feels like.
Right.
And you're saying that any cat, depending on how they play, they can use it. And what a fascinating device.
Oh, he's now got his paw on it. Oh, he just knocked a couple.
He's into it.
There you go.
He gets it.
He had to pick up the ones from, they have it set on too big of a, it drops a bunch right away.
Make
so.
A little challenge for
yeah.
him.
Yeah, so what Brian did is he just twisted it. Now it can only put out a few when he actually bats it around.
Interesting.
So that's awesome. And does it matter what kind of surface it's on, whether it's on carpet or tile or whatnot? It'll work on just about anything?
It'll roll on anything.
Even a good 70s shag?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The other thing about this toy can be used differently. Right now you're seeing it being used purely as a toy. When we introduce it to cats that have eating disorders, we have on our website a whole way to introduce the cat to it, because what you want to do at that point is you're changing the cat's eating behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little different. So it's a toy, but it's a very advanced toy that's used for behavior modification as well.
This is funny.
This is funny.
Yeah, it does definitely do a twist and moves around and gets away from him, and the cat is insistent on continuing to play with it. So this is fantastic.
Well,
that's great.
Well, my question, we're talking this morning with Brian Dotterer, who is the CEO of Stray Cat Enterprises. Brian, this is the invention that you've created. I want to know what's in your fertile mind for the next creation that you've got going on. What comes next?
Well, there is a dog version of this, which is quite a bit bigger. We haven't decided what we're going to call it yet. It may be called Mega Batarat for dogs and really big cats. The prototype is done, and we're still in testing right now, but that'll be the next product.
I would imagine zoos and the zoo field, the fact that you've actually researched the plastic and you're making it particularly safe, would have big ears when you're talking to them about this.
They're on my list of people to see.
I would hope so.
Well, and it's interesting you talk about that, because candidly, my dog is a frisbee catcher. And the problem I've got is I've got two dogs, and they'll usually fight over that frisbee. And what happens is it gets ripped to shreds.
Right.
And now that you've mentioned it, I don't know what kind of plastic that frisbee is made of. And now you've got me a little concerned that is that something I need to clean up right away, as opposed to letting them chew on it.
Right. And there's so many plastic, as I'd mentioned. If it doesn't have a mark on it, it could be anything. The one thing I did want to say about the dog toy, and in today's world, a lot of dogs are kenneled. So they're in a kennel all day. What this toy does is it makes him work right where he's at. It doesn't move, but I mean move meaning as in pick it up and take it away. So he plays with it right in the space that he's allotted, and that occupies his mind. It gives him something to do other than chew on anything that happens to be in the cage.
Right.
Or the kennel.
Well, Brian, I'm afraid to say we've run out of time on our show today, but I want to just ask you, when you've got that dog toy, we would love to take a look at that and see what you've got going, because I love ideas like this. This is great.
Yeah, during the break, Lee was actually begging for one to kind of enjoy his Australian Shepherd. So.
Well, because he loves toys like this. There's never an end to his desire to play. So we've been talking this morning with Brian Dotterer, the CEO of Stray Cat Enterprises, LLC, and the inventor of the Batarat cat toy, which is available at Proust Pets as well as lots of other pet stores throughout the area. So take a look at it. So, Brian, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Carly. And thank you, Elvis.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And, Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break and talk with Dr. Carrie Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.